Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah! Are you clapping? Shout unto God. Give God the glory. Praise the name of the Lord. Saviors 2023. Somebody scream. Hallelujah. I am so excited. I can't wait. Hallelujah. Tonight is going to be very special. So is tomorrow night. So is Thursday night. And the culmination is going to be on Friday night. Where do you mean to me? Because we will be antebrofu. The response is just amazing. Hallelujah. My father, Reverend Isuda Naba, arrived this afternoon from Bolga. He has spoken to me, and he's arriving tomorrow night on this pulpit too. The whole arrangement is I start tonight, Reverend Isu continues tomorrow and the rest of the days. Say amen. And then when we were just about coming over, my mother, Christy Dotete, shows up. Why did the diamond even bruise to be up?
Wahamalati, eh, Wahamalati, oh, Wahamalati, si amonga, Wahamalati, oh, Wahamalati, oh.
Solo, solo, solo. Solo, just like any worshiper. Umuhu doma na spirit na. Ujanoa adekurontia eba. You will be free. Amen. My mother said to me, "There were fruit yapa." Any piano. She came to support the assignment that God has placed on me. I said, "Mommy, this is so humbling." Say, "You bet me two or two ponkesi as he say, man." This is humbling. I mean, ministry in Accra and Ghana is so sectarian to the point that it is difficult. Say, yeah, yeah, TV, you see, and we have people coming. I invite you. We have Fred Papa. We are all coming to support you. I was telling Reverend Jerry, I said, that heart you have is a very rare heart. But for my mother to leave all her busy schedules, we didn't know she's coming. For her to come to be, when she came, I said, "Mami, I said, no preaching, Matashi." She said, "No, no, then I'm leaving." So... I would love to bring my mother to bring greetings to us and a motherly benediction. Ladies and gentlemen, will you help me? Dr. Christy Dotete is in the house.
Saviors 2023. I made up my mind
that I'm coming to support my son. Kofi Oduro. And I'm happy I'm here tonight. Take this prophecy for free. If you came tonight because you are a candidate for heaven, your miracle will jam you. Me se won sen chira ne no e be shea wo e me no kan ye pa after these meetings your attitude and your focus in life for the things of God we take a new dimension. Get ready because there's going to be explosive breakthroughs, healings, long-awaited prayers are going to be answered in these 4 days. Be a wabo. Why you are junior fesso? Now, Chemo Yamedin Sanger never shiao. You are looking beautiful. You are poised for something supernatural. Get ready for what God is going to do for you through his choicest servant tonight. God's prophet. End time militia. Upeo. Umpeo. Wubetie.
Are you clapping for my mother? Somebody scream! Mama is in the house. I will be very brief. This is so humbling. I mean, the tension of my mother sitting and me preaching, that tension alone. Hallelujah. When we met Papa Isu last week at Enigma at UPSA, when he welcomed us, myself and my daddy, and then he said, you see Kofi Oduro kneeling and greeting now. Give him the microphone. And something else will jump on him. Hallelujah. The Lord bless all of you. Whilst you are standing, your hands are lifted. Speak in the spirit for just 1 minute. Kadura ske fatura anta. Megades vra antis preiskola anto. Rokatambara kalisbo vri intosh. Somebody. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Rabadika tuz virikalekosh prantanti aloza akia tobre ete kadova azuda kati barata kadosh. You want the presence of God, the spirit, the mandate of God. Rabada bohosha iparia unto the kito. Rabadaba ante de kada Zia anto da atekede Rabadaba hatu barande Rabade boho shada dada Gia daba antada dada Rabade oto Padia antida dada Gia daba antuda atere Rabadaba Ashkada Priyadaba Anterede Shanterede Kabadaha Kiyadaba Antodororo. 30 seconds more. 30 seconds more. Kiyadabadabaha Rabadabaha Dosh. Santerele Kola da 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 ba Pia da bohosha Pia da ba anterele Raba da bohosha. 10 seconds more. Candololosha Pari anterere Riabadaba antuna anterere Rabadaba ashkiaos Kiadaba anterere Hallelujah. Father, we honor you for your faithfulness. You are a wonder in a time where people are fainting and hands are feeble and knees are weak. This is the time of the raising of saviors to rise and do exploits for your namesake and for the kingdom of Christ. In a time where sound doctrine is departing from the pulpit and from the house of God. In the time where the house of God has been used for all manner of things, you are bringing order and restituting the glory, that the latter glory will be greater than the former. I pray in the name of Jesus, speak with power and clarity. The word is alive, is quick and sharper than every two-edged sword. Your word cuts asunder to the separation of the soul and spirit, even as of the bone and marrow. Your word is a discerner of thought and the intents of the heart. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will bring us covering, restitution, direction, guide us, show us the way, and bring us to the place where we will come back to our first love. In the precious name of Christ Jesus, I give you thanks. You who have begun a good work, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will also accomplish. Be exalted and be magnified in Jesus' precious name. Let your sons and daughters leave this place filled, impacted, fulfilled. In the name of Jesus, I give you thanks in Jesus' name. We rebuke every demonic noise. We come against every hold of the enemy. Arise and let your enemies scatter. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bless you for your faithfulness. In the name of Jesus, amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. Oh, clap your hands. I give God the glory. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. And we give God the glory. This is such a blessing. Amen. Before I will allow you to take your seats, I will want to use the opportunity and thank God for the life of everybody that is in this place. Once again, let me salute my mother for coming, such a beautiful woman of God, anointed with grace upon her life, doing amazing things for the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And since, even though I have had the opportunity to say thank you, on that particular Sunday on June, when we were not here, I think it was June the 12th or 13th, where my mother left, you know, everything, stood on this altar, the W3, at that very time, I remember we were at the pool of Bethesda, we were in Jerusalem proper, whilst my mother was preaching. So what I did was that I just tuned the thing to radio and opened the volume very wide. And then everybody started, the attention left the tall guys and the attention, somebody, isn't no Mama Chrissy preaching? I said, yes, that is Mama Chrissy preaching. Hallelujah. And so we thank God for your life, ma'am. Your love for me, for Alabaster, is just amazing. Thank you. Lord bless you. I'm so grateful. So grateful. Hallelujah. All right. Now, let me read Obadiah 1:21, the main foundation scripture, and then I will allow you to take your seats. Obadiah, the first chapter, and let me read from verse number 20, just for the sake of understanding. The Bible said in the 20th verse, and the captivity of his souls, Obadiah 1:20. All right, let me start from 17. It will make a lot more sense. But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. I know you know this one. But the Bible said, and the house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame, and the house of Esau for a stubble. And they shall kindle in them and devour them. And there shall not be any remaining in the house of Esau, for the Lord hath spoken it. In the 19th verse, the scripture said, and they of the south shall possess, they of the south shall possess the mount of Esau, and they of the plain of the Philistines, and they shall possess the fields of Ephraim, and the fields of Samaria. And the Bible said, and Benjamin shall possess Gilead. And then he went further and said, and the captivity of his host of the children of Israel shall possess that of the Canaanites, even unto Zarephath. And the Bible continues to say, and the captivity of Jerusalem, which is the Shephat, shall possess the cities of the south. And then he goes further in the main verse, and saviors shall come up on Mount Zion to judge the Mount of Esau. And the Bible said, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. Can you turn this verse into a different version? In this version, the Bible said, and victorious men of Jerusalem will attack Edom and rule over it, and the Lord himself shall be king. Another version, the Bible said, the remnant of the saved in Mount Zion will go into the mountains of Esau and rule justly and fairly. A rule that honors God's kingdom. Another version, he says, those who have been rescued will go up to Mount Zion in Jerusalem to rule over Mount of Edom. And the Bible said, and the Lord himself shall be king. Another version, possibly the last one, the last but one, I'll read it in my language. The Bible said, the deliverers shall go up on Mount Zion to rule and judge the Mount of Esau. And the Bible said, and the kingdom of the kingdom and the kingship shall be the Lord's. In my language, the Bible said, Najefu befraba biposionso. Ababa be di Esau beposo. Na ahini no ebe yeura de dia. Ajefu, he calls saviors Ajefu. He calls saviors Ajefu. I can name 10 saviors to you in my life and in this ministry, and you will understand when we say a savior. Ladies and gentlemen, the ultimate savior is Jesus Christ. But nobody in this building have seen Jesus Christ physically before. Peradventure, there can be people in this place that have seen Jesus in a revelation, in a dream, in a vision, in a trance, in a transfiction, yeah, you know, in a revelation. But there is nobody in this building that have seen Christ physically before. Therefore, there are so many things that happen in this world that the Lord uses human beings. Maybe I will use a different word so that you may understand. The Lord can use helpers to help you. Helpers to help you. Joe, your sentence for the beginning was the best. Helpers to help you. Helpers to help you. I mean, I have been, there was a woman that was admitted at 37 military hospital. She died. The Somali people had covered this guy, this woman, and was about to wheel her to the mortuary. Then in a revelation, she saw Mama Christie come in the revelation with a cane, like at the junction, and told this woman, "Where are you going?" She said, "I'm leaving the earth." And she said, "Where is your permission?" She didn't have permission. She said, "If you don't return, you see this cane?" Immediately, the woman returned. Return, come. She was already at the cold room. A helper, divine. Divine appeared in that particular. A helper had appeared. Saviors will rise up upon mounts of Zion. And the Bible said they will rule or judge the mount of Esau. Saviors. You may be seated in the presence of the protocol. Can you clear the altar? Thank you very much. The time right now is 7:18, and I'm going to push this to 8 o'clock, and then we wrap up and go home, and then tomorrow we come and continue. The move of God in Ghana has been a very profound one. There is no nation in the world that has so many spiritually packed people than this nation. Maybe let me put it in a different way so you understand. There is no nation in the world that has so many prophets. I'm not talking about Koliko prophets. I'm speaking about real people. Like this nation. Many years ago when the prophetic wave swept through America, and they were talking about, we have never seen people mentioning names and date of birth and all that kind of thing. I said, that is something that happened many, many, many years ago in this country. We can tell you the grave of your great-grandmother. It was a grace that God gave this nation. There was a conference. It was an evangelistic conference that happened in this particular region. Some preachers left this place and joined an evangelistic group that worked in an amazing way many years ago. One of those people that went or attended that particular conference was Apostle Peter Newman Enim, the founder of Apostolic Church of Ghana. In that particular meeting was the move that birthed the Church of Pentecost, that brought people like James McKeown to Ghana, and he put his friends together. You know, when you study the history very well, the two people, you know, or the two groups, they had some misunderstanding concerning the faith. One group believed that healing was through faith. Another believed that you can believe God through faith but take your medication. And that was where the split came. When McKeown was sick intensely and they took him to hospital, because in those days, the move was so strong that if you were sick of, maybe, let's say that you are sick of malaria, they would reject any medication. Lay hands on you by divine healing, bam, healing can come upon you. The power of God was so mighty and so strong to the point that nobody, ladies and gentlemen, doubted. It was a strong move that, you know, swept through. And so when Church of Pentecost came, then came Christ Apostolic Church, then also came the Assemblies of God. These groups were groups that carried the move of God in those particular days. But out of this particular move broke out, I have made a very pure research, and the research went upon the head of 120 people. strange unction. You can't explain it. 120 people. I have chosen only 24 of them to talk about tonight. 120. I mean that it led me to people that nobody knows. Should I mention even the names of some of them? Nobody knows. But out of the 120, I picked up just few names, you know, to just deal with. Whilst in my thing, I realized the move of God when it broke out through this denomination. The power of God chose Ghana. The whole continent of Africa laid before the Lord. He looked at, you know, the Republic of Ghana. Nigerians used to fly to this place. Pastors used to attend conferences in this place for impartation and the glory and the grace of God. This place was like a hub when people really wanted to encounter God. They traveled from places to come and encounter the Spirit of God in this place. It was just like a hope of revival, recovery. Fire was in this particular place. I mean, when in those days, if a person went to the church of Pentecost, it was deliverance and it was the miraculous, is what the power gift that was at work. If you were a witch, you dare not venture into that particular place that you are going to just try and make a source of an area. You dare not do that because the fire was just so strong. The preacher will not even bother himself to touch you. The move and the atmosphere itself will arrest you. Then out of this move broke out the first name that I, you know, noticed was Brother Enoch Agbozo. The might of God was upon this strange man. Kama Conference Centers. The power of God, the flames of God moved through this man. This man was like William Branham. If he's standing and ministering, one day Dr. Mpiakofi was telling me, in those days when they used to attend his meetings, when he stands there, it is like a pillar of fire that is standing on the altar. You could see tangibly the power and the might of God flowing through Enoch Agbozo. He was a man that carried signs and wonders and miracles. And then came Dr. Abraham Bilov. The might of God, this particular man, grace was upon him, did amazing thing. Then came Prophet Abeka. I do not have, you know, an image of him, but if there was another strange guy. Then came Brother Lawson, you know, Lawson, you know, this is the founder of Divine Healers Church. This man had miracles. I mean, if you go into his meetings, it was just miracles. If you wanted to see miracles, you saw miracles through this particular one. Then Brother Isaac Abibio, the first radio evangelist, he preached the gospel and miracles accompanied, you know, in an evangelistic manner. Awesome grace that went to it. And then comes my Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams. The glory and the grace of God that even today, I see there is no man, you know, in those particular days that could speak with such authority and such, in that particular way, my mother did all such authority and such, you know, audacious courage. My mother knows that particular charisma came from her spiritual father, you know, Brother Benson Idahusa, because of the impartation directly that came. But I'm telling you, this is the only person that could look directly here at the, whether it was a national theater or something, into the eyes of the head of state, His Excellency Flight Lieutenant Jerry John Rawlings, in those days, and could tell him, Your Excellency, if you honor God, He will honor you. If you reject God, God will reject you and bring you down. Your Excellency, for God, those days you dare not speak like that. You dare not speak like that. Brother Duncan Williams, power, glory, and the glory and the grace of God. Then came Mensah Otabel. For the first time we saw a Bible teacher that came from a perspective of teaching and deep insight and revelation. Ladies and gentlemen, it was not a joke. The
power of God could come upon a man to teach the word of God, that you will ask yourself, was that verse also in my Bible? Was that particular passage also in my Bible? And so CEOs, African leaders, and leaders beyond started, you know, coming to that particular point, and we asking the question, what kind of grace is that we would like to see this particular person? You know, somewhere in Kipkos, we saw a woman that had miracles. Yeah, Auntie Grace Mensah, a strange woman that had miracles from Edumfa. Yeah, people traveled from the nation, and they saw the glory and the might and the power of God came through this woman. Yeah, and then also came Charles Ajin Asare. Oh yeah, we saw the grace and the glory, the awesome majesty, preach the gospel in simplicity, and miracles followed, you know, with it. Now let me say this, put this in a very fine way. The same way that you did not call these people that I'm mentioning, you cannot rate them. Yeah, you cannot rate them. Sometimes we are so judgmental to the point that we may say, oh, this one, I don't like this one. It's not about whether you like this one or not. It is about God calling a man and a woman and anointing them and mandating them and giving them the glory to do exploits in their time. Am I talking to a church? Somebody scream! Through that, we saw Dark Hayward Mills came with a very strange grace. Ghana, let me tell you, we are so blessed to have most of these people alive, and we can draw from, so that when we are making mistakes, they can correct us and put us back in line. We are so honored. Am I talking to a people? Yeah! Then came Sam Kuranche Hankra, a man of power, a man of glory, a man of the word, a man of the move of God. The glory and the grace is upon him mightily. Let me tell you, when this man was ministering many years ago, when I sat at IBWC near ATTC, because that was where I attended my, you know, technical education, when he is ministering, you can literally feel the vibration of God's power in that particular room. I'm telling you, glory is upon this particular one. Then come Robert Ampiakofi. Yeah, the evangelist, the man of God, recently in Uganda. This man shook that nation, brought together God's people, and the power of God and the fire of God fell in that place. And the next one, he stood Joseph Anaba. Oh my God, a revivalist of our time. We have not seen his kind. We have not seen his caliber. A man with the glory of God, the power of God, integrity, Christian decorum and character, order in the body of Christ for over 40 something years, have carried the glory of the Lord from pulpit to pulpit, from pew to pew, from street to street, from church to church, from nation to nation. Ladies and gentlemen, then Steve and Stanley Mensah, my fathers. Yeah, Steve and Stanley Mensah, carrying the might, the glory, and the move of the Spirit of the living God. You know, make sure you have all the pictures. I do not want to land in problems at all, so that I can be able to flow down and build up on that particular place. You know, carrying that move, that strength, you know, and the grace and the glory of God carried them through into rural evangelism, did amazing things, all for the glory of Almighty God. Until one day, my father Steve Mensah, in his house, introduced me to a woman that I had longed for, sought for, wanted to meet. Yeah, I have believed in, and I've been looking for the opportunity. opportunity to meet particular day, and then one that particular day, a BMW drove right like that, and the door was open, glasses were tinted. Out of the BMW came Christiana Do Tete, out of that vehicle. Oh, Shadakuha. This woman of God conducted a deliverance session upon a woman, and the woman vomited over 20 something objects, blades, 42 object blades, needles, padlocks from the store. Can you believe that? As I'm speaking to you, we have lost count of the miracle babies by the name Christy. We've lost count. Over 100 children can boldly say that Mama Chrissy is my mother. I have seen miracles. One day, I went to Mama Chrissy and she gave me a box of water as a gift. It was 24 bottles. Sit down, you are all up too early. And then I took the box of water and Mama said to me, "This is blessed water." I said, "I believe in your anointing." When I left, I met Pastor Ahmed and his wife for 6 years. For 5 years, they've been married and they couldn't make children. And I said, "You will need this. Drink half and give half to your wife." At the time, the wife had had 6 miscarriages, 1 stillbirth in 5 years. He drank the water. 12 bottles, 12 bottles. After 12 days, the wife checked, she was pregnant. We called the first baby Hephzibah. Less than 1 year, she was pregnant again. We called the boy Othniel. Then in 2 years, she was pregnant again. We called the girl Beulah. Just a box of water. Mama Chrissy gave me a bottle of water. She was drinking water. And half of the water, she gave it to me. I said, "This water, I will keep it special." One day, I was driving with the late Ejaka. Whilst we were driving around Kwashima, his car stopped. I said, "What is wrong?" They called the mechanic from around. The mechanic said to me, "It is gasket. The head gasket is gone. You need a new engine." I said, "You have done what you know. Let's try what we also know." The bottle of water was with me, half from Mama Chris. I took the bottle, opened the bottle, and poured it on the, whilst I was pouring it on the engine, the mechanic said, "Hey, you will worsen the case." I said, "Please. If you had remedy, you would have solved it long time. Leave me alone." I sprinkled the water on the engine and I asked Ejaka, "Start the engine." Pa! Then he echoed. Many years ago, I stood in this building. We were ready to receive Mama Chrissy into this building, for a miracle service. I think it was, one of the ordination services or something. We had gone to Challenge Bookshop to buy Bibles for the ordination the next day. Whilst I was preparing to come, I had a twist on my foot. And then whilst I drove from Challenge Bookshop to East Legon, the foot could not even step on the pedal. Neither could go into any shoe. It was a swollen foot. When I got home, they said, "Call Mama Chrissy." I said, "By now she's preparing because she's coming to Alabaster." She insisted. I said, "Call Mama Chrissy." I called Mama on the phone. She said, "This is not the season of pain, but this is the season of celebration. In the name of Jesus," I was watching my foot while she was praying. When she said, "In the name of Jesus, let this food come back to normal," I have never seen a creative miracle in my life. Until that night, I saw the food go like, shh. First time in my eyes. That night, when Mama got into this building, it was a pandemonium of miracles, an outbreak. People who received instantaneous miracle at that time. time, they were going to amputate your leg. Mama threw a miracle handkerchief on you and you froze. While she stood there, from that day till now, you are still walking on your feet. The people, the miracles that broke out in this particular building, ladies and gentlemen, I am talking about the move of God upon a human being. Somebody scream! Hallelujah! You may be seated that you are up too early. Now, I look even down. I may not be able to run through my list, but let me make the revelatorical point. But on my list, I have, you know, a couple of amazing people. S. M. Mensah, Alfred Nyamiche, Godwin Kise, yeah, Ransford Obey, Martins and Kwejo Labi, James Kwejo Sa, people that carry the glory of God. Now, let me make the revelation and the point right now. All these men, most of them and women, are still with us. The wise thing we can do is to tap into their wells before the God of glory will descend on them. What we need to be doing is to be tapping in that glory. And that every anointing is a relay anointing. My father, Francis, Akwesia Mwako, every anointing is a relay anointing. This one holds the baton and hands it over to the other person. That one holds the baton and hands it over to the other person. But the thing about this generation is that when you look at all the people that I mentioned, these are people of character, people of integrity, people with Christian character. Because this generation, we are rotten. This is why we cannot even desire such fire. But the Bible said a remnant shall rise from Mount Zion. Saviors will rise from. I don't know who I'm talking to right now. If there is anybody in this building who is desirous, who wants some glory, who wants some raw power, yeah, raw scintillating power, then I'm talking to you right now. The Lord is looking for another generation to lay the glory upon. The Lord is looking for another people, men and women. The Bible said in a great house, 2 Timothy chapter number 3 and verse number 19, the foundation of God standeth sure. God knows them that are his. Therefore, let everybody who nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. The Bible said in a great house are not only vessels of silver and gold, but some of wood and clay, some to honor, others unto dishonor. The Bible said, if any man will sanctify himself from these, he will be prepared for the master's use. The Lord is looking for women of character, women of virtue, women of understanding, young women with old women's brains. Yeah, men who knows how a zip works, men of character, men of decency, men of order, men of God. God wants to anoint people. He wants to lay the glory upon some people. I don't know who I'm preaching to right now. Anybody that is ready and available, that is desirous, that is so hungry and desperate for the grace of God, tonight the fire will fall. The glory will fall. I don't know who I'm talking to. I said the fire will fall. The glory will fall. So we are going to see the next Chrysidote, the next is with Annabeth. We are going to see them in mass quantities. Yeah, it is not going to be, you know, in that particular, in that is now coming in mass quantities. Anointed in Carnation, anointed in Adenta, anointed in Breweniasi, anointed in the Volta region, anointed in Asante region, anointed in America, anointed in places. Say yes, I am telling you, anybody that is ready, the fire will come on you. Sit down. Let me say this as I close. Let me say this as I close. Mommy, when I check
All the names that are mentioned who are alive, everybody have done ministry more than 45 years. None of them can you say, when you are buying money, when you will be here, when we will be sicker. No, who are some? None of them. None of them. Financial integrity. Financial integrity. That is one thing that this nation is suffering from. We discovered one so America brought it to Antwerp room, gave it to a young man, and said to the gentleman, "Face it, my man." The reason or person here said the end was because of the position. Face it, my man. What is can I do so to him so or be born? Or be born? And yan and I couldn't do and Kesikano Amma. Nanaya couldn't do contacted national security and wanted to do a program on radio and mention the people involved in it. Quickly, they vomited the money. Financial integrity. We lack that. Moral integrity. You see the people I mentioned here? These are people with long-standing integrity. To carry the anointing of God is not just to put on nice shoes and carry mobile phones and be on billboards. No, that's not it. To be on billboards, anybody can be on a billboard. Anybody can, you know, sit on television and scream. Anybody can sit on radio and scream. These names I mentioned tonight have made me to understand that ministry is not the showmanship. Ministry is not the showmanship. Oh, clap your hands, people. Ministry is not the showmanship. We now have people who cannot submit to anybody. Don't submit to anybody. They go to Cantamanto and buy a cassock. They are apostles without an epistle. No ecclesiastical lines and a communicable body, you know, pruning them, nothing. This is the generation that is accountable to nobody. We get up and we declare ourselves archbishops. Clouds without rain and wells without water. We have big titles, flattery titles. And demons are running over our heads. And we cannot do anything about them. Yeah. We are now sitting. I mean, can you imagine when Mama Chrissy was having morning devotion at North Carnegie under the mango tree? If you are a witch, you dare not. In those days, Bishop Adai Mensah, you know, giving my mother, you know, to do that circle meetings in the weekday. You dare not. Francis Kwesi Amwako having a crusade and a demon or an owl flying over the crusade. Never. It can never happen. Amwako said one day by 5 p.m. all the fetish within, you know, 24 square miles from this place, everybody will surrender to Jesus. 4:30, they had lined up from here, here, and here. They are coming. The people are asking, who gave them the announcement? Power is talking. Power is talking. Power is talking. And in those days, you dare not be, you know, behave. Yeah, no. Yeah, cofidrolico. In Rollins's days, I mean, Rollins' days, crusades were banned from 6 p.m. Curfew days, 6 to 6. The only person that can just, you know, mount a speaker, you know, and still go his crusade through, Kwesiamwago, couldn't be arrested. Ladies and gentlemen, listen. When a person carries oil and they lack moral integrity, the devil himself will kill him. It is Satan that will kill you. Wumuaha!
I'm talking to you. The reason why we are not seeing revelation, signs and wonders, you know, the reason we have diabetes and high blood pressure with us in church is because we have no respect for even the elderly. When my father, S.W. Osei, was 80 years, he made a revelation or a revelatorical statement and said to me, he said, at this age, when I bless, it will be, you will be blessed. When I curse, you will be cursed. If you pamper me, I will bless you. Oh my God, me personally, mommy, Christy Dotete, my mother, Cecilia Osei, and my siblings, my God, we pampered this man for 20 years. 20 years. Every birthday, we set a birthday. One birthday, Mama Christie invited him to Tank Palace. Every birthday from that year, you know, she comes to Mama Christie to be prayed for, party set up. One day, Mama said, we should not do the party at home. Let's take the party to Tank Palace Hotel. When we ushered Ejase into Tank Palace Hotel, he looked at me and said, Kuvi, I'm saying, Ejase, I say, where do you, I can see him. He said, as for this one, it belongs to the big people. Where the ayaka see him. Namsi, we now pay, enjoy it. And then, when the man finished eating, looked at my mother, Chrissy Dotete, and said, you will live long. God will mount you up on his shoulders and decorate you to the well. When he finished eating, then he starts blessing the people. Now we have a generation who have no respect for the elderly. We speak nonsense to elderly people, preachers and prophets, many people. Sometimes I am asking, you didn't call the man. Why are you trying to be their judge? And this one, he did this, and so he doesn't qualify to be a man of God. Who told you that? Who told you? When Miriam and Aaron spoke about Moses and his wife, God said, since when did I make you a judge over at my anointed? Leave them alone for the Lord and carry what belongs to you. We are going to come back to order, back to order, back to order, back to order, back to order. Get back to order. Get back in line. Let there be order in our spirit. We wake up in the morning. You know, you used to wake up with Yang Kwan So High, our daily path, our daily guide, you know, our daily prayer, Rhapsody of Reality. Now you wake up with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. We have lost touch with heaven. I am telling you, people can get up from your house and walk through town without even prayer and without even devotion or quiet time. What is happening here? How many people can still be in touch with the might and glory of God when you are not in touch with the source? How many people will your phone work when it's disconnected from the telcos? How many people will you have your television working still if it's disconnected from the decoder? Get back to connection. Back to connection. Back to connection. Oh, you can clap those hands. Clap these hands. I intentionally check all the names that are mentioned that are alive. All of them in their house, there is a prayer room. And in the prayer room, there is an altar. They have devoted themselves to seek this God in signs, wonders, and miracles. The reason is because they have realized that anointing can buy money, but money cannot buy the anointing. And therefore, they go for the presence of God, a solid relationship with God. I come to a realization. Let me close with this. All the names that I mentioned, if they give you time, they will be there. If they say 6 o'clock, before 6, they are there. All of them, they are prompt. Very disciplined. Very disciplined. My mother, tomorrow, will be their midweek service, Wednesdays. Mama Christine leaves home, sometimes 3:30. To go to church. Latest 4, she's on the way. Before 4:15, she's at church. She comes before everybody comes. And this has been her lifestyle for 46 years. There are people sitting here. They give you a check and it bounce. They give you a check and it bounce. yet we want to carry the glory. Your mouth checking our bounce. Our yes is not yes, our no is not no. Ladies and gentlemen, when we say saviors, it's not just some hallelujah, amen, euphoria, that kind of thing. To whom much is given, a lot more is required. It's not a joke. Wake up, because God is looking for men of integrity, women of integrity, men whose yes are yes, and no is no. Men of their word, women of their word. A woman can accept, I want to marry you. If they make their demands and the demands are not coming, I won't marry you again. That is a generation. We are a generation of gold diggers and opportunists. Yeah, opportunists. I told you, I said the generation where you married me when I was poor and still believe that those people, they are finished. I told the gym, I said, you better wake up and work, because the women that are in this generation, you are poor, they don't marry you. They won't marry you. They are finished with that single bed, so that bench. They can't see the tomorrow. I'm telling you, they can't see. Mama Christy shares a testimony many, many times. At a particular time, she had two shoes. One white, one cream. 10 years interval. How many people can wear one shoe for 10 years? Why shoe? And because I'm addressing you. Why shoe? But we need choice. And fakura I be fat. It's a generation. This generation, we are so quick. We want everything quick. We want everything quick. Now people cannot even wait upon God. Fast food generation. We want everything quick, 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 quick. We can't even wait upon the people are at Atria Mountain waiting upon the Lord, and they pick up their phone. Hey, I am at Atria. Send your prayer request. Waiting upon God. When we go to wait upon God, we don't go with phones. Nobody speaks to us. You are Atria. You better shut that thing off. Can you go before President Akufo-Addo and be talking to your friends? There is no respect even for the Holy Spirit. Blasphemy! We don't even respect God. Before anybody becomes a savior, put your house in order. Put your life in order. Put your house. A dear be on the entire. One man who promising four ladies. One man promising four women. In the same church. And they still want to be a savior carrying oil. This is the reason why when the power is not flowing, they join occultic groups. And they start sacrificing people to that particular medium. Ladies and gentlemen, the order and the narrative is changing and shifting tonight. God is looking for people that are going to be discipline inclined. Am I talking to you? Discipline inclined in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody shall hey! What I see God doing in this end time. The anointing of Chrissy Dotete, Otabel, Duncan Williams, Isud Anaba, Sam Granche Ankra, Ajenasare, all going to come together upon your head. Ayaya, you didn't hear that one. Upon your head. Receive it! When you stand as a savior, everybody will know that something has shifted in your life. After these 4 days, I declare from this 1st of August unto throughout your life, I declare you are going to be a man that is worthy to stand before God, a woman that is worthy. to stand before God. In the name of Jesus, stand to your feet, lift your hands, and somebody lift your voice and begin to pray in the spirit. Ayasko frekete rakatanido skepota ironta kibra eskefanto ayanto maragiroko rakatubara eske. Can I hear your voice right now? Ironte merekete azuta bre eske agotere riadakadia. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear your voice? Lift it, 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 lift it as we close. Yakadodo. Save us. Lift your voice. Tia da ba da da. Da da ba. Save us! Lift your voice! As we close, in the name of Jesus. Shaba daba. Tandololo. Tandololo. Fia daba da. Tandololo. Shaba daba. Tandololo. Santololo. Fia daba da. Come on in the name of Jesus. Shaba daba. Fia daba da. A party unto Shadalala Tandalala Vianabadaba Tonalala Tadalala Tandalala Zialala Tonalala Tandalala. Hallelujah. Sweetie, open your eyes and listen to our last but one prayer. Father, set my life in order. Set my life in order. The Bible said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and them that dwell in, he has founded it upon the waters and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the holy hills of God? And who shall stand in his tabernacle? Psalm 24, the Bible said, he that have clean hands and a pure heart. Who has not lifted his soul unto vanity nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the God of his salvation. And then he said, lift up your voice, O ye, lift up your heads, O ye gates, be lifted up, ye everlasting door, that the King of glory will come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. I'm talking, he that have clean hands and a pure heart. Clean hands, pure heart. I don't care what grace you carry. Without clean hands and a pure heart, forget it. Clean hands, pure heart. Tell God, set my life in order. Bring me back to my first love. Bring me back to alignment to your will and to your pleasure. This is the ministration. This particular prayer topic is the ministration. It is very easy to listen to the preaching and cheer on. It is very easy to sit in that atmosphere and receive an impartation. It is very easy to receive the oil and the laying on of hands. But if your life is not set in order, forget it. It is a waste. It is a waste. This is why you see so many gifted people who are going nowhere. Once you stand before the Lord, set our hearts on fire. Set my life in order for Christ in the name of Jesus. That is your last but one prayer. Lift your voice in prayer. We are done. Come on. Free of the color. Set our lives. Come on here. Hatunas. Piadadado. Piadadado. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, can I hear your voice? We are true. Come on. Set my life in order. Set my life in order. Set my life in order. Diodoro. Shanto. Diodoro. Vandolo. Set my life in order. Oh Lord. Kodolo. Kodolo. Diodoro. Sudo, hey, Tario, Diolo, Tandolo, Tandolo, set my life. That's your last one to pray. My God, Diolo, Tario, Rato, Diolo. Set my life in order.
Our last prayer. Make me a savior. Make me a savior. Make me a savior. And our saviors that I have met, if we had not met Mama Christie, myself and my Didi, almost 20 years ago, we wouldn't be husband and wife. Because at the time we met Mama Chrissy, just at that verge, we were just at the verge of going our separate ways. Mama Chrissy, we said to myself, the day said to me, Yadi and Wakobo, mami, one penguasiasm. Tianguasiasm, and in 3 years. It was the beginning of our marriage. We've been married for 24 years now. The first 4 years was madness. She was a savior. She was a savior. Just, I love many things about her. She's a giver. She's a mother. She's loving. Mama Christian and Mubi Yama. Mama Jiwudia. Mem found you be can't found. I'm a nintu. One day somebody said to me that Kofi Odu is a thief. Mama picked the phone and said, Kofi Mukoke Julojibu. Somebody says you are a thief. But I still love you. That's a savior. That's a savior. I mean, Mama could have deserted us long ago. When I came back from London, nobody wanted to invite me. Nobody wanted me. Can you imagine that? Nobody wanted Kofi Odu. Mama Chrissy invited me in a year. She can invite me like 20 times. And then the ICGC group, one pastor from Taifa said to me, the reason why I'm inviting you is because I've seen you on Mama Chrissy's billboard for many years. Reverend Steve Mensah put me on CEM. It was on CEM's altar that I preached, teach them. Teach them exploded. God unveiled us. But it came through Mama Chrissy putting us on that billboard, on that billboard, on that billboard. Savior! Pastor Grandpa, when I came back from London, I was a very depressed and a very, very discouraged person. I give up on the ministry. Dede is the person that, you know, I mean, we go to church. I said, for 4 months, I had never preached before. Dede was preaching. One day when I realized that the place was packing up, then I was agitated on the steering and said, do you want to say something, baby? I said, yes, I feel like I want to preach today. Oh, you want to preach today? Now people are coming, you want to preach. Mama Christy will come early morning. I'm so disgusted. I don't even want to come out. Kofi Jego no Jego. Boy no more. Boy no. No chumoko. Boy more night cold tomorrow. I mean, what, do something. Savior. And then she will sign a check, 3,000, 5,000. That black chair, row one, row two, row three, those black chairs, Mama Christy bought all of them. We didn't have chairs. Mama bought us 100 chairs, Alabaster City. I was discouraged, but there was a savior. There was a savior. There was a savior. She was not, one day I finished preaching, she said, I am never tired, I will never get tired of you. I will never get tired of you. Hey, me ma mi ya mi shira. Mama is a mover and a shaker. One day, early morning, she called me in the morning and said, Govi, I'm reading one of your books, Interpretation of Dreams, Volume 1. And at the latter end, you said Volume 2 is coming soon. Where is the Volume 2? I'm giving you 3 months. You have to produce Volume 2. Savior. Savior. We produce Volume 2 in 3 months because a savior is speaking. Savior. 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 This Israel that we traveled to, it was by Mama Christie's recommendation. It was Mama Christie who told, I mean, I can go on and on and on and on, because somebody who is a savior loves. Loves. This young man came from Cape Coast to this place. Pastor Steve, when he came to today as a keyboardist, our music director, he doesn't take one CD. Place in all the services. On our 1,000. God has sent us a CD. When the Lord sent me one savior from the GM group by the name Andrew Sesu, that one savior, Andrew Sesu, he turned our media production into something. He came with Richard, he came with Samuel, he came with, you know, and this is why we had Richard. And you know, in lockdown, I said to Richard, you are so many here, I don't think I need you. Go and help my mother Christy Dotete. And then through one Sesu, we had Richard, we had Samuel, we had Simon, and through them, now our new leader and all the guys that have come, he raised all these saviors. Nobody takes one penny for what they do. The Regans, the you know, the Morgans, the Michaels, the, you know, none of them takes anything. Mommy, if I should say, you know, one big savior is my daddy. 3 days ago, our daughter said to me, Daddy, you should be thanking God for your wife. I said, I always do. She said, because me, I'm in the menito for my, I can see that without this woman, you will be nowhere. I said, that is very true. Come in, man. And some come in. One savior. When you leave here after God has made you a savior, the Lord will also bring many saviors to you. Oh, look at Auntie B, Mrs. Beatrice Opoku. When we left Abeka Presby, when we were thrown out and didn't have any place to go, this woman took
took us into her house for 1 year. We didn't pay anything. Alabaster was in her house for 1 year before we got this place. She is a savior. She is a savior. She is a savior. And she was not just, you know, worshiping, you know. Yeah, she are, hey, kofi odro mo chi awunhu se mo chi. And then my grandfather, Isaac Kwabram Ponsa, and Comfort, what is Dana's middle name? Dakwa Amponsa. They gave me this place for free to today. Savior. Your two hands are on your head. Only 1 minute. Tell the Lord, make me a savior and bring my saviors. We are done. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on. Praise the name of the Lord. Lift your two hands. Let us pray. One of the things the Lord will do after this, or within and after this particular convention, is financial restitution. God is going to honor his people and show them his glory. Before we start a short ministration, I want you to commit your life into the hands of the Lord for the month of August. Whatever your expectations are. Number 8 is a new beginning. May the Lord cause his face to shine on you. Online, do same. We are closer. To break up free nos for the Eshk. Online. Join us. We're doing this. All pastors in the service. In August. Come on. Dika tubra kavata. In August. In August. See at the Kadika Fraka. In August. Diko Brakada. Shade. Saviors. Worshippers, come and help me. Yesu Christo, Waso. The two hands are lifted. Waso. Every old woman, free. Oh, yes, well, yes, wedding, 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 mama, yo, yo. What he could name a yo. To take your sacrifice, and we declare a prophetic word from today. As a child of God, you cannot struggle. Oh, you can't struggle. Mommy, I told the team, I have reorientated the team, and I said, there are many of us among my team that are living below the poverty line. Use this saviors to pull yourself out. Use the saviors to pull yourself out. You can't continue like that. You can't continue like that. In this atmosphere, lift your sacrifice. I declare the glory and the favor of God, that the words that will come out of your mouth, let the Lord honor it. Now speak to your finances, speak to your efforts, your endeavors, your business, what you do for a living. Oh! Oh! Shkakada Kora. Askakato Kadara. Skika Dubaha. There is a shifting. All right now. As we close. A shifting. A shifting. For us not to be overcrowded, I'm going to ask the lovely people on the sides, please come and engage the altar. Come and engage the altar. Father, let this be the breaking point. Let this be the shift moment. Let this be the shift moment. Let this be the shift moment.
Where the glory, yes, oh,
Clap and shout, give God the glory. You may be seated. Praise the name of the Lord. Say amen. We're closing off. My mother is here. I would love her to do the benediction. But before she comes, tomorrow evening, like I told you in the preaching, these fathers and mothers, matriarchs and patriarchs, they are very disciplined with time. I mean, if I look at the time my mother arrived here. Wow. See? Most of you were not here when she arrived. Reverend Eastwood, just like my mother, just like Apostle General, just like Dr. Otterbell, just like Archbishop Duncan Williams, Archbishop Charles Arjuna Sari, time. So, report on time, sit and enjoy the blessings of God. Come and enjoy praise and worship. 7 o'clock, we are done taking our first offering. We did it, you know, today. And then we can have one of the fine minstrels, you know, will sing. And then immediately after that, 7:15, Reverend Eastwood will be on. And then we push. We don't want to suppress them with time. We want them to. On Sunday, I told the church, Oshena winibra emehayadre. This is a lifetime encounter. I can't guarantee that we will have saviors 2024. Your opportunity now. Let's make use of that opportunity now. So please invite as many friends as you can. You know, a back critical, we will block the road and put chairs there and then continue with yourself. So take note of that, and the Lord will honor, favor, and bless you. This is night one. How many people are blessed? Saviors 2023. Let me acknowledge quickly Apostle Jerry Peno. I salute you. Today I'm so honored you have met my mother. One person who is desperately wanting to see my mother is Reverend Felix Ofosubuahin, who preached at the all night. The guy is just too dying to see you, ma'am. You know, so I will bring him home. Hallelujah. He wants to come and do the needful and receive the covering of the matriarch. Amen. Hallelujah. I have Prophet Steve Amuakon. Thank you. My pastor, Reverend Wilberforce Owusu Ansah, I salute. Last Sunday was a powerful message. God bless you. Thank you. Pastor Mary, get the brother from CM, his full name, and all the list of the guest ministers, and let me do the introduction. Well, there are two teenagers in this church. One is 14 years old. One is 16 years old. Mama Lizzie is 14 years old. And Mama Comfort is 16 years old. Clap for them a lot. Hallelujah. All right. And I want to thank God for all the elders of the church, from the presiding elder to the other elders and the entire team and all of you for coming tonight. The Lord bless you. We love you. All the pastors that came with my mother, thank you. We love you. And God richly, richly bless you. Say amen. I appreciate your coming. Let's be upstanding and receive my mother to close the service. Yes, my mother. Thank you.
It was so refreshing. So refreshing. Receiving from our prophet. You want to scream and give God praise for his life. Somebody say, wow. Genesis 8, verse 1. The Bible said, and God remembered Noah. In this month of August, may the God, the creator of the universe, remember you. As God remembered Noah and his family, they were only eight. May God remember you and your family. I'm not hearing your amen. When you go out, may angels escort you. May the watchful eagle eyes be over your life. May your ears be tuned to receive good news. Good news in the morning, good news in the afternoon, good news in the night. Because you have been tagged as a savior for your immediate community, your city, and the nation at large. 2023, saviors, we are coming. even from the bowels of my womb, you will sing a new song. As you go home tonight, may the angels escort you home, cause you to dream sweet dreams. May you see fulfillment of prophecies this weekend as we receive God's servant, Pastor Eastwood Anaba. Scream for that amen. Scream!
Are you clapping? Did it take my mother? Take my mother. Stand to your feet as we are clapping my mother, as we usher her. Are you clapping? Are you clapping? Hallelujah. We have received the benediction. We will share the grace and we're going home. May the Lord protect you and take all of you safe. Amen. And we will see you tomorrow night. Let me use the opportunity to speak to our friends online. Thank you very much for joining us. This is day one or night one of Saviors 2023. And we are encouraging you to join us tomorrow. Same time is going to be awesome. As we receive my father, Reverend Eastwood Anaba, I know he's watching us. Papa, we love you. We can't wait. The expectation is just too much. It's just too much. The Lord bless you. We love you. Ladies and gentlemen, when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. I love you. God bless you. See you tomorrow. This week in Saviors 2023, we are going to see the restoration of raw power. Raw power. Scintillating power, cataclysmic power, catatonic power, catastrophic power. We are going to see belligerent, undiluted power. Somebody shout power. I'm talking about. The question, where are the tongue broadcasters? Where are the bass preachers? Where are the people that are bringing our hearts back to alignment? Where are the people who can boldly stand before you and tell you we are all going to die, and after death there will be judgment? The trumpet is sounding and we get that, but nobody is in urgency, is in haste.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.